And that is our last Maharal Shir before we break out into some summer learning. But I want to thank you for your loyalty throughout. And let's see if we can finish the 28th parak. Okay, so the parak was talking about the original acceptance of the Torah and that which Hashem offered to men first and that which Hashem offered to women first. And we explained why, in a certain sense, women have a more natural connection to Torah. And why Hashem spoke differently to the men and to the women to draw each of them in. So Rabbi Yochanan in the Medrash had a different opinion of what Beis Yaakov is. When Hashem spoke to the Beis Yaakov. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Beis Yaakov Elu Sanhedrin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveyed the Torah to the Jewish people by way of the Sanhedrin. Because the Sanhedrin is called the Beis Yaakov. Why is the Sanhedrin? Why is the Jewish court of law the Beis Yaakov, v'zeh ki habayis mekabel kol davar. We explained originally the women were called the Beis Yaakov because women have an ability to receive. But also the Sanhedrin is also able to receive. Habayis, by definition, is something which receives, right? A home is filled with people and things and the feelings and emotions and ideas of those people and things and everything that fills habayis. It's a kli of sorts, right? It's a receptacle. And it absorbs, it gathers into it everything. So too the Sanhedrin is a gathering place. Right? The Jewish people gather to the judges as necessary for their counsel, for their advice, for their judgment, for their rulings. And therefore it's called a bias. Right? A Beis Din, we call it a Beis Din. Aval yedei Sanhedrin yesh lehem chibur al Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore, by way of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish people are able to attach themselves to Hashem. V'davar ze yadua l'mevinei mada. This is well known to those who understand. Ki Sanhedrin kolalim es Yisrael. Right? That the Sanhedrin, in a certain sense, represent the entirety of the people. The same way any, you know, l'havdil, a government official, they're supposed to, in some ways, if it's an elected government official, right, it's supposed to somehow represent the will of the people, serve as a representative for the people. So the Sanhedrin, it's an imperfect mashal, but the Sanhedrin, in a certain sense, embody the entirety of the Jewish people. B'masha kol Yisrael tachteim, in the sense that the Jewish people are guided by them, the Jewish people are under them, right, or beneath their jurisdiction. Aval yedeim Hashem Yisbarach ba'al Yisrael latit lematar, and by way of them, Hashem came to offer the Torah to the Jewish people. These are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. V'hu yadua masha amar akasav, and this is what David HaMelech refers to when he says, Elohim nitzav ba'adas kel, bekerav Elohim yishpot. Right? That Hashem, Elohim, and Elohim, Elohim sometimes means God, and Elohim also means judges. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God himself stands amongst those who judge. U'malami cha'ashem yizbarach im hadayanim. Highlighting the fact that God's partnership takes place along with the human judges. And therefore, when the rulings are issued against or on behalf of the Jewish people, it's through the law, if you think about it, that actually we're bound to Hashem. And therefore, when Hashem was giving the Torah, going back again to the Medrash itself, right? So the Pasuk said that what? Ko somar lebeis Yaakov, yisaged lebnei Yisrael. First talk to Beis Yaakov, and then talk to Bnei Yisrael. So who is the Beis Yaakov that Hashem spoke to first? It's the Sanhedrin, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Why the Sanhedrin? Because they're the ones who allow for law to be instituted, and that forges the bridge between us and Hashem. Shamishpa yeshlo chibur al Hashem Yisbarach, barishon, v'achar kach klal Yisrael. Right? First, you have to set up a system of rules, of law, and then there can be people who live by those laws. V'zeu das mi sha'amar Beis Yaakov elo Sanhedrin. This follows the opinion of the one who says that Beis Yaakov is a code word for the Sanhedrin. Sheheim rishon v'kodem el achibur l'Hashem Yisbarach Yisrael. Because they, like we explained, how women, in a certain sense, are first to receive the Torah because of their unique ability to receive. So too the Sanhedrin, in its ability to receive and then to transmit, also perhaps receive the Torah, and only afterwards the entirety of the Jewish people. Okay, a further Medrash. Uve Mechilta, the Medrash Mechilta in Parshas Yisro, Atem ra'isim es asher asisi l'mitzrayim, You saw what I did to the Egyptians, and took you and carried, brought you to me. Rabbi Eliezer says the process of leaving Mitzrayim is first getting to Ramses, and from there getting to Har Sinai. In other words, Har Sinai is sort of the end game, the goal, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zeh Matan Torah, that the first stage of taking us out is Matan Torah, but the end stage is going to be what? Is going to be Beis HaMikdash. Why is Matan Torah the first gathering of the Jewish people? Because as we receive the Torah, Lefi Shehayu Yisrael Nirtam L'Achareim Yud Beis Mil, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that when we heard Hashem speak, we were driven away 12 mil out of fear, and Hashem had to bring us back. But the fuller bringing the Jewish people to me takes place through what? Zeh Beis HaBechira. This refers to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So again, a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is the goal of leaving Mitzrayim is sort of the pinnacle of leaving Mitzrayim achieved at Har Sinai. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Or is Har Sinai sort of stage one and Beis HaMikdash is really the ultimate goal? Ubir Zeh. Kiladas Rabbi Eliezer Yitzias Mitzrayim Haschalas Halakicha Shelokach Hashem Yisbarach Es Yisrael Elav Umatan Torah Sof Halakicha. According to Rabbi Eliezer, stage one is just getting out of Mitzrayim. Stage two, the completion, is by giving the Torah, the receiving of the Torah. Uledas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's position, opinion, Lo haya matan Torah tachlis hadveikos bo. The absolute clinging to Hashem was not achieved at the giving of the Torah, rather rak binyan beis habachira, through the building of the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash. The beginning stage is getting the Torah. That's only beginning the relationship. But the ultimate goal, something for us to think about in the month of Tammuz and a time period where we start to reflect on the loss of Beis HaMikdash and remind ourselves that without it, we're really sorely lacking. And Rabbi Akiva makes that point very clearly. That's the ultimate goal. Kabbalah Satorah is stage one. But Binyan Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate goal. And then the Medrash goes further. Ushmartim es brisi. The Medrash says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, what is the bris that we're being told to the guard, the covenant, the relationship that's forged with Hashem? What bris is that? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, zeh bris Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Omer, zeh bris Mila va'avodah zarah. Okay, let's explain this machlokas. What does it mean? Peirush machlokas shalahem. Ki lefi divrei hakol balahazir shelo yasuru min Hashem Yisbarach ulevata lebris sheish binam levein Hashem Yisbarach. The pasuk is clearly telling us, guard the bris means what? Do not cut the ties that you have to Hashem, not to free oneself, not to remove, to be mevatel that connection that one has to Hashem. So what forges that connection? V'sava Rabbi Eliezer ki abris v'achibor hu bris Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, there's nothing that brings us closer to Hashem, that brings us into Hashem's world and binds us to Hashem, then what? Then the absolute reality that we call Shabbat. Shabbos is the bris. V'zeh ki chelkei adam heim shlosha. Because if we describe the breakdown of man, we can essentially divide man into three components. Haguf, v'hanefesh, v'hasechel. The body, the lower level, maybe the animal soul, in the language of the Tanya, and the seichel, the higher level soul. And we know that the nefesh, right, animates both the body and is also connected to the deeper dimension of soul. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer, kikasher ha-nefesh yeshlo dveikos bo yizbarach, since the nefesh is that first point of spiritual connection to Hashem, v'nizhar min achet asher heim sheichel le-nefesh, so when one perfects himself and protects himself from sins that are relevant to the nefesh, and again, that means what? That means the lower level refinement of character, to be more than, you know, to be more than just a body. Right? I'm not an animal. I can think, I can reason, I have emotions, and therefore I rise above sort of the lowly character traits that sometimes embody man. What would be an example of perfecting the sins of the soul? Nikima, netira, revenge, bearing a grudge, sinna, hatred. V'dvarim harbe asherim pu'ulos hanefesh. All of these things emanate from the nefesh, from the soul, from the level of soul called nefesh. And therefore the pasuk is telling us, Amar HaKasov ki ka'asher yishmur habris. shelo yivatu hachibur al yedei achatam shemisiach smel hanefesh. When I rise above my guf, by rising above some of these lowly behaviors, which again the nefesh can choose to immerse itself in or rise above, rather rak yishmu as habris hanefesh, when I guard the covenant of soul called nefesh, shia im Hashem yisparach, to be connected to Hashem, that I'm not just an animal, and I don't pursue sort of those petty, lowly, unrefined character traits, then oz haguf, so then the body is lifted up, asher hu meshutaf el hanefesh, which is one with the soul, connected to the partners with the soul, vaseichel, and even the higher level intellect of transcendent spirituality, asher hu mitztarif el hanefesh gamkein, right? Meaning the nefesh sort of serves as that bridge between what? On the one hand, it has an attachment to sustain physical life. At the same time, it really represents the part of myself which is beyond this world. So it serves as a bridge. So when my nefesh and the character traits that correspond to nefesh are refined, are worked upon, so then what? So then the body gets lifted up. The soul is given greater access to connect itself to Hashem. Im Hashem Yisbach, Hashem Nefesh Yesh L'Dveikus Im Hashem Yisbach. So when the nefesh is connected, so too, all of the other components, the guf and the seichel, are attached as well. V'leze Amar, what does that have to do with Shabbos? This is Rabbi Eliezer. V'leze Amar zo bris Shabbos. And therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, if the nefesh is the main thing, if the nefesh is going to impact my relationship with my own guf and my own seichel, and how they connect to Hashem, if the nefesh is connected, then the guf will be connected, and the seichel will be connected. So says Rabbi Eliezer, zo bris Shabbos. This is a reference to Shabbos. What does Shabbos have to do with anything? He explains, Kamosha Amru Chazal, as the Gemara tells us in Beitza, Nefesh Yaseira Nitna Ba'odim B'Shabbos. It's interesting, right? A nefesh, the nefesh of a person is increased, is enhanced on Shabbos. And therefore, if Shabbos is a day of nefesh, so that means if nefesh is really that linchpin that holds together the whole system, both guf, nefesh, and seichel, so that means Shabbos, if I can solidify my connection to Hashem on Shabbos, that will permeate my entire being. Va'od ki ha-Shabbos shuhu menucha, shuhu le-nefesh. Shabbos is a day of rest, and rest is needed for what? Not just for the body, but for the lower level soul. Ki ha-tenua hi le-nefesh, because again, the nefesh animates the body. It brings it to life. The body can't move on its own. It's the nefesh that energizes and brings movement to the body. And therefore, the menucha that's required of the nefesh is what Shabbos is about. Shavas va'inafash. V'kasher yishmu ha-Shabbos b'shleimus. And therefore, when a person keeps Shabbos fully, va'oz yeh le-nefesh d'veikus am-Hashem yizbarach, and in, by doing so, attaches himself wholly to Hashem, yimshach acher zeh ha-guf va-seichel gamkein. Again, if the nefesh is in the right place, then the body will follow, the seichel will reach new elevations, shia im Hashem yisbarach, namely by being connected to Hashem. Okay, so Shabbos is a day of dveikus. I cling to Hashem by way of my nefesh, shavas v'yinafash, the nefesh yaseir of Shabbos, and that gives me greater physical strength and greater spiritual strength. Will Rabbi Akiva adrabo? Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not the nefesh that influences the guf and the seichel, but rather what? It's the guf and the seichel that bring along the nefesh. Im yishmu hamila shubaguf. That's why Rabbi Akiva said, what is the bris that the Medrash is telling us to guard so carefully? He says it's bris mila and avodah zarah. Bris mila is going to be body, avodah zarah is going to be seichel, the highest level of soul. Right? So let's see it inside. Says Rabbi Akiva, adrabah. Im yishmur hamila shehi beguf ad she'ein leguf siluk mito yisbarach. If a person guards the mila in such a way that the body is not detached from Hashem, v'chein im yishmur bris avodas alilim, and if a person guards the covenant of what? Of not doing avodah zarah, ki avodas alilim hu l'seichel ha'adam, because obviously my soul becomes completely ruined, right? My the purity of my soul, the essence of my soul, the seichel, is damaged by avodah zarah. Ki avodah salilim hu l'seichel adam. V'davar zeh yadua. Sh'amar ha-kosov l'man tifos as a base Yisrael b'libam. Right? That the Jewish people are sometimes seized, that they're held accountable for the thoughts of what? For the thoughts of their heart. Now usually, for most thoughts, we're not held accountable. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif machshava l'maisa. God in His mercy doesn't usually say that every negative thought. If I have a thought that I want to kill someone, so it's not as if I committed a murder. Hashem doesn't treat me as a murderer. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah thoughts, God forbid, so heretical thoughts actually could count, right? So it does impact my seichel. It does impact my inner mind, right? Which again is my portal to higher levels of spirituality. V'nira sheratza lomar sheyishmu gam kim yishar chatam shem sheichem laguf. When Rabbi Akiva says guard bris mila, he means guard every type of aveira that is relevant to the body. He's referring to all sorts of physical bodily pleasures. And to guard again the aveiros that are relevant to the intellect, Avodah Zarah being on the top of that list. And if a person guards his body, the lowest component, and he also protects his highest component, then the nefesh, then that bridge, which is nefesh, oza adam kasher yesh leguf v'seichel chibur al Hashem Yisparach, if his body is connected, and his higher transcendent intellect, his spirituality, his ruchnius, his neshama, is connected, so oz gam ha-nefesh, that middle component, the nefesh, asher yesh lo chibur el aguf ve'el ha-seichel, gam kein, im Hashem Yisparach. So Rabbi Akiva says, you take the extremes, you take the lowest and the highest, and that allows that middle section, the nefesh, to find its place. And Rabbi Eliezer does the opposite. Rabbi Eliezer says, solidify the nefesh, and that will have an impact on your guf and on your seichel. Okay, so that's the machlokas between, again, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Is it about Shabbos, which is code word for nefesh? Or, like Rabbi Akiva, is it about bris mila, representing body, and Avodah Zarah, representing a purity of spirit? V'yesh l'cha l'faresh gam kein. But we need to go one final step as we conclude the parak. V'yesh l'cha l'faresh gam kein l'das sheyishmer as bris ha-Shabbos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says you need to guard Shabbos, as we explained, Shabbos is a day of nefesh, shavas v'yinafash. V'roi she'achibur shu l'nefesh im Hashem Yisbarach bris. And it makes sense that what? Look at the words again. V'roi she'achibur shu l'nefesh, that the relationship that is forged on that level called nefesh has to take place in the form of a bris. What is a bris? A bris means a partnership, a genuine partnership of meeting someone, you know, somewhere in the middle. And that's really what nefesh is. Nefesh is that middle that connects, you know, body, which I guess is the human part of myself, and seichel, which is the godly part of myself. Ki a nefesh yesh lo dveikus v'chibur gomer im Hashem Yisparach, v'ein lo hasara klal. Right? Nefesh is a part, again, that always, at its core, is always connected to Hashem. L'ze amar zebris Shabbos. Right? Just like there's an absolute nature to Shabbos. We don't control Shabbos. We control Yom Tov. We control a calendar on a certain level. Shabbos is kvi of a kaima. So nefesh also represents a certain absolute connection to Hashem, which is symbolic in the form of Shabbos. Uledas Rabbi Akiva, hu bris mila u bris avodas alidam. Rabbi Akiva says, no, I think the better example of a bris is bris mila, the body, and avodah zarah. Vipneshi Yisrael she'ein lo bris hamila, because again, if I don't have a bris mila, hu misulak man Hashem Yisparach kesher hu aral. So then he's detached from Hashem Yisparach, he's detached from God in the form of being uncircumcised. He's no longer distinctly Jewish. V'chein im lo yishmu bris avodas alidlim. And again, God forbid, if his mind, if his thoughts are heretical, our avodah zarah thoughts, hu misulak legami me Hashem Yisparach. So then also he's completely detached from Hashem. So again, Rabbi Eliezer says, Shabbos is the greatest attachment to Hashem. Rabbi Akiva says, no, bris mila and purity of mind and spirit is the greatest attachment to Hashem. Again, it's a very fine machlokas because they both seem to be true. L'das Rabbi Eliezer hashmira, she'elo bris v'chibur m'shem yisbarach l'gamri. U'l'das Rabbi Akiva, she'yishmeru shelo yisulak hachibur. What's the difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? It seems to be a little bit of an ase tov versus a sur meira. Rabbi Eliezer says that the bris and the chibur is with Hashem should be an absolute attachment. That's Shabbos. Shabbos is when we tap into Hashem. Rabbi Akiva is focusing more on the negative. Right? Rabbi Akiva is saying, make sure you have a bris mila, because if you don't have a bris mila, if God forbid you're an arel, so then you're detached. If you have avodah zarah thoughts, negative, then you're detached. Right? So Rabbi Eliezer is talking about attaching to Hashem, and Rabbi Akiva starting from a point of don't detach from Hashem. V'zeh shayach itzel bris mila u'bris avodas alilim. Shekasher lo yishru hu asara legamri me'an Hashem Yisparach v'zeh nachon. If we, God forbid, undermine the bris mila or undermine the basic Jewish values of faith, So then we detach ourselves from Hashem. Okay, but again, the parak is highlighting the many ways that we try to attach ourselves to Hashem, and the different degrees by which Hashem, and different ways in which Hashem initially presented the Torah to the Jewish people. First by way of the woman, then by way of the men, and then by way of the Sanhedrin, and the various brisos, the various forms of shmirah that we have to make sure that the relationship should never separate. There should never be a break from my absolute connection to my Creator. Okay, so that concludes Parah Chav Ches. It's been a schus learning Maharal together. We're going to take a break to pursue other things, but I hope we'll be able to get some summer chaburas learning.